Hello, Dean Hubbard here with your Agora Weekly Sheep and Lamb WA Update. WA sheep and lamb markets continue to provide a very different underlying supply signal to our eastern states counterparts this week, even as the pricing gap between east and west continues to narrow. Despite Western Australia being the only major sheep producing state to record increased combined sheep and lamb yardings through the opening quarter of 26, local prices are still strengthening rather than weakening, which is not the normal market response you would typically expect around larger yardings. The WA Trade Lamb Indicator currently sits at 1,102 cents a kilo, now more than 400 cents above the same time last year. While eastern states indicators have softened over the recent weeks, importantly, the pricing gap between east and west continues to narrow quite rapidly. Underneath the market, the processing numbers in WA are also starting to tell an important story. Sheep kills through April and May have fallen sharply from around 35,000 head per week for this period last year to closer to 14,000 currently. Lamb processing, however, has remained comparatively resilient despite significant lamb movements to the eastern states. The next major influence may now be seasonal conditions in the east. Forecast rainfall across Victoria and New South Wales is being watched very closely because if widespread rain materialises, it could quickly reduce producer selling pressure and tighten the eastern supply. At the same time, WA appears to be moving into a drier seasonal profile, while processor competition, tighter supply and upcoming maintenance shutdowns are all likely to become increasingly important influences on procurement and pricing through winter and into early spring. While anecdotal reports suggest scanning percentages across many WA sheep growing regions are generally encouraging, which augurs well for late spring lamb supplies, it is still a long way between now and the arrival of new season's lambs. The market still has to navigate the coming winter months first. That may prove increasingly important from both a procurement and a pricing perspective. This has been Dean Hubbard. Thank you.